Gender as a concept is dazzling in its possibilities. Our dominant culture and our language might lead us to act as if there are only two genders. And when we listen to the real experience of all of our friends and neighbors and siblings, and for some of us, when we listen to the songs of our own hearts, we find that there are so many more perspectives. Gender is a dance of billions of hands and feet and wheels, each moving in their own rhythm and yet unified, together in the spirit of life. Gender is a symphony of expression and experience, a multi-layered witness to the beauty and to the wholeness of humanity. Using the metaphor of a symphony is not to say that any two people of different genders might not play a joyful duet of friendship or partnership. Four or five people might create an ensemble, a family out of a limited number of instruments, or even all the same instrument. Yet to insist that we must all accept at birth either the clarinet or the xylophone, and to stick with that one thing for all the ways that we want to express ourselves for the rest of our lives, would reduce the human dignity of the trombone players and the percussionists and the fiddlers of this world, and would rob us of all of the music created when people are encouraged to live abundantly as their whole authentic selves. So if you are a clarinet or a xylophone, that is lovely. There's nothing wrong with that. You can choose to be a clarinet that plays jazz or classical or klezmer music. You can choose to be a xylophone that plays orchestral or folk or New Age music. Your experience is true. Just as the experience of a clarinet who was assigned xylophone at birth is true. Just as the experience of a harpsichord who was assigned clarinet at birth is true. Just as the experience of a sometimes guitar, sometimes harmonica, sometimes piccolo is true. And just as every single form and voice and truth is needed in order to make all of the music that humanity was meant to create. I'm going to pause for a moment and acknowledge that there are a lot of different perspectives and identities and experiences and levels of comfort in this room with regard to gender. There are among us transgender and agender and gender fluid and gender creative people. I'm so grateful to Noah for sharing their reflection this morning. There are among us people whose gender matches the one they were assigned at birth. That's called being cisgender. And maybe haven't had much experience with other possibilities. There are among us people who are gender non-conforming. There are among us people of many genders who have been working on transgender justice and inclusion for a long time. I'm going to try to provide some information to get more of us on the same page. And this information will be of greatest use to those who, like me, are cisgender, and yet we know that's not everybody in the room. So I hope the transgender and other gender fabulous people here know that I see you and I value you. We celebrate your strength and resilience and beauty. In this congregation, we'll have more opportunities in the coming months for people to speak for themselves and their own experience. In worship, you'll hear from a guest speaker from within the transgender community next month. There are a lot of perspectives yet to explore. Let's do our best to join together on a journey of welcome and inclusion, each of us starting from where we are. Those of us who are cisgender, our transgender friends need us to learn and to act in support and solidarity. The music of life sounds best when we play together, correcting the historic exclusions that kept some of our musicians from the truth of their song. We all benefit when every voice is lifted in the fullness of its own power, when all of our ways of being can grow into the wholeness of who we are. The symphony of human experience is broader than many of us realized. There are those among us who have changed the melodies and improvised music with courage and creativity. When every person can be fully and authentically themselves, the concert hall of human experience brings us into deeper connection with the spirit of life. If gender diversity is new to you, there's one point I'd like you to remember, and that is that each person is the undisputed expert on their own gender. Nothing else supersedes a person's knowledge and declaration of themselves. Not the form of their body, not hormones, not chromosomes, not what they wear, not their official identification, not the presence or absence of hair, not health, not acceptance, not access to equal protection under the law. Every person, each person, is the expert on their own gender. As Unitarian Universalists, we're here to practice justice, equity, and compassion. We're here to cooperate with the forces that create and uphold life, to break down the obstacles to the universal possibility of living whole, abundant, authentic lives. Unfortunately, the experience of transgender people in UU congregations has not been generally positive. There's an organization with the acronym TRUST with two U's. Transgender Religious Professional Unitarian Universalists Together. TRUST gathers people who are religious professionals who are agender, non-binary, gender fluid, gender non-conforming, and so on under a trans umbrella, recognizing that each person has a unique experience. TRUST conducted a survey of trans people in UU congregations and released a report in January based on the survey. The link to the full report was posted on Facebook when it came out, and one of us on the worship team today will post it again by tomorrow. But if I can just briefly lift up one point from the findings. Even with a majority of UU congregations having earned welcoming congregation designation at some point, 72% of trans UUs do not feel their congregation is completely inclusive of them as trans people. 72% of the trans people who answered the survey do not feel completely included in their congregations. That tells us that UU congregations have work to do, even if we think we already did that work. There is always more to learn. The Unitarian Universalist Association unveiled a plan in 2015 to invite congregations like this one, who had already earned the welcoming congregation designation, to go through a process of renewal. Work toward renewal includes, but is not limited to, education about transgender justice and inclusion. In this congregation, the Rainbow Alliance has been studying the UUA's recertification program, the Five Practices of Welcome Renewal, and has some ideas about how this congregation can move toward this goal. In the short term, we can work to communicate our welcome, and we can work to open our own minds and hearts. For instance, respecting the pronouns someone uses is a basic way to show humanity. There's no test or threshold that a person has to pass before it's necessary to use their correct pronouns, because each person is the expert on their own gender. A person might use singular they or them pronouns, or another set of gender-neutral pronouns, like ze, zir, zim, or they might not use pronouns at all and wish to be referred to by name. We might consider adding stickers to our name tags that will help us normalize communication about pronouns. We might have people habitually share their pronouns, if they're comfortable doing so, during classes and committee meetings. And sharing pronouns could be more common, and it shouldn't be mandatory, because sometimes people aren't ready to share their gender journey in a casual setting, right? So I'm never going to make you share your pronouns. As a supportive pastoral community, we can and should acknowledge the events that will feel especially joyful or sorrowful to transgender people and gender diverse communities. Some of our friends are at greater risk for violence due to their gender identity or gender presentation. The murder rate for transgender women of color has only gotten worse. Some of our friends live under legislation that put their jobs, their homes, and their lives at risk due to gender. Holding these things in prayer, recognizing the struggle, is part of making an inclusive community. We can also lift up good news. The U.S. House of Representatives just passed the Equality Act, which would provide non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people. There remain obstacles to this bill becoming law, but that it passed the House represents an increase in support in a federal legislative body. On the state level, the Maryland House and Senate passed a bill that would allow people to mark their gender as X on their driver's license. People in our community spoke up to request this, an avenue for recognizing and including non-binary people in civic life. To the best of my knowledge, the governor has not yet signed it, and perhaps your encouragement would make a difference. As a community bending the arc toward justice, we can remember that gender diversity justice is tied to all movements for justice. The voice of oppression is the voice that says only some of us are really human, and others of us are dangerous others. The voice of destruction says that we are only acceptable to the extent that we imitate and align with the powerful. Our theology resists and dismantles those forces. We remember that the Black Lives Matter movement declares that Black transgender lives matter. We remember that equal access to health care also affects access to culturally competent care for people of all genders. We remember that oppression against transgender people and misogyny are rooted together. We will practice feminism that acknowledges the way intersectional identities compound oppressions on the basis of race, gender, disability, and all of the facets of who we are. There are many voices among us and many talents that go beyond voice. There are many genders among us. Let us commit to increasing our hospitality here and transforming the world so that every person can grow with authenticity. Let us open our doors ever wider to welcome all who would join together in covenant. All of who you are is sacred. All of who you are is welcome here. So be it. Blessed be. Amen. Let's welcome Emily Tien, your board member of the week.